Well, it's January 1. Welcome to a brand new year and a brand new year of our time together. We're going to spend a few months at the first of 2022 going through the names of God. I think it's so important for us to understand the names of God and just to grow more intimate with Him. Psalm 9:10 says this, Psalm 9, verse 10, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." So our oldest daughter, Brittany, and her husband, Josiah, lost their first baby 2 years ago. He was named after Josiah. We called him Jay. And Jay had trisomy 18 and lived for an amazing 7 hours. 7 hours that really changed our lives. After Jay died, some friends arranged for a big black gum tree to be planted in Pittsburgh's Schenley Park in honor of Jay's life. And so on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, family and friends took part in planting the tree and gathering around it, thanking God for the impact Jay had made on all of our lives. A few months ago, Brittany and Josiah had another baby, and they named her Schenley. This beautiful little girl is a special gift on her own merits, and her name holds an extra special meaning, Jay's tree in Schenley Park. A name is so much more than a combination of letters. Often it carries significance from the past and represents present character and